think most of the people know me as the gas model. It was 2003. That was my turning point. And I remember that competition involved 63 countries of models. And that's why I say Asia Volley, Malaysia Volley. And I'm lucky I get chosen to be the ambassador, and that helped me to become more international as well. And for those who wanted to move to international, and these days are easier compared with 20 years ago, because now we have a lot of internet, you can search all the information online, and you just have to be, you know, aggressive and work hard, and also to learn and correct all the information and knowledge before you go there to start your career. So it's much easier compared with my job, because when the time we have no Google, we don't know where to get all these information. When you wanted to send them videos on how you look like your casting, you have to physically be there. It's so hard. Like now you have email, you have internet, you have everything. It becomes so much easier. So there is no more excuse for you to, if you really want to do it. It's just that before you go, you have to be ready and to prepare all your homework, and you have to be ready. And also what I mean for ready is, when you go there, you have to treat yourself as a new model to start from zero again, even though you are the supermodel in Malaysia, but it doesn't matter, no one knows you there. So when you go there, you have to view it, because every country, they have different culture. And when you are there, you have to start from zero to learn about their culture, to learn about that, what they want. Even though myself, I remember 2007, I already guest model for 5 years, but when I moved to New York, I'm still treat myself as a newcomer. Start from zero, I learn the culture, everything, because everything what they want is totally different from Malaysia. Even though when I work in Taiwan, same thing, what they want is totally different with Malaysia. So you have to understand the culture, be willing to learn. If you are willing to learn, you will be able to make it if you are humble. For me, I think it depends what they want. Some of our students, they come to Ambitia Academy because they want to be a model. They just want to experience the modeling world. So after that, they will be like moving to something else. But some of the students they come in, they wanted to move to the different level, and they wanted to use modeling as the stepping stone for acting, on hosting, on singing, on some of them wanted to be the next celebrities. Mm-hmm. So I would say that it really depends of what they want. Mm-hmm. Because in the entertainment industry, especially art and entertainment industry, you have to have passion, you have to love it, because it wasn't an easy money, an easy job, and just like us, we are still working until midnight now. And so you have to really like what you do. For those who like it, they will took many years to make it happen. And being honest with you, to being the next celebrities, on the next top superstar in anywhere, it's not a one day, one night thing. It needs time. I took 20 years to be who I am today. So I hope, you know, for the young generations who wanted to step into the entertainment industry, it's not a one day, one night thing. It needs hard work. Before everything, I would say that you have to have a good time management. Before time management, you have to good health first. You have to have a good health. Once you're healthy, you'll be able to prioritize which one comes first in your life. Because when you are in the different age, the priority might change, because when I was younger, maybe my career comes first, but now of course my family comes first and my business. So basically, after you prioritize what is your priority, and after that, you have to do a good organize for things you want to do. And you know what I do? A lot of women out there, they always give themselves, I'm so busy, I have no time to go exercise on diet, I have no time to do this, no time to do that. A good thing for you to do is put that as your job. It's like in my diary, like yesterday morning, I set alarm, in the morning I have to go for yoga. That is I put that as my job, not a thing I can choose one to do or not to do. It's like compulsory. So same thing, I wanted to go gym, I also put that as one of my work routine. So that make you have no excuse to skip that, that's one. Two, I always believe this world, there is no ugly woman, there is only lazy woman. If you want to look good, you have to put on a lot of hard work. And I give you an example, if I don't put on makeup, I don't take care of my skin, I don't take care of my hair, I don't take care of my body, I won't be here today. It could be, I may be here today, but it just it doesn't look like that. So it's all about hard work. And these days, same thing, if you want to get all the information about beauty tips, anything, you can just get online, so much easier. Okay, I think Malaysians is international now. We are international, we are everywhere. And I used to work in New York in 2006 and 2007 and 2009 for 3 years, 2 years, 3 years. So you know what? Amazing part of being a Malaysian is we are multiracial. And when we are there, they don't know where we came from. So the job, the chances for us to get a job is higher because we are present to re-Asia. That is the best part of being Malaysian, because it doesn't look like from China, it doesn't look like from Korea, it doesn't look like from Indonesia, it doesn't look like from everywhere. You are like royal everywhere. So that is a unique part because we are multiracial and multicultural as well, and our languages. It's one of the stronger points for us to go further, because they will be curious why you can speak so many languages. That is the best part of being Malaysians. And not only that, and I think China, Asia is booming, and Malaysians as well. Malaysia boleh always. And we have a lot of opportunity. I think the opportunity in the world is open for everyone.